The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I'm in Tampa, and you never know who you'll bump into. For example, Mike Pompeo, welcome to the program.
It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's good to be with you again.
What's new in your life?
Different life. But just as busy out working to protect and promote conservative values all across America. I don't have the title anymore, but the mission set hasn't changed.
There are very few people, and this is, I think, the headline for America in the last year or two. There are very few people who can be counted on to be genuine voices of American freedom. It's sad to say that, but it's a clarifying point for Americans to realize that there's almost, I don't know, maybe 10 people you can point to. You are at least two of those 10 people. I'm sure people ask you whether you'll be running for public office. What do you say to those people since they're asking that question?
So I tell them I'm going to stay in the fight. Whether that'll be running for elective office again, only the Lord truly knows. But I am committed to this. I've been working on this for too long. I've got a son. Hopefully I'll have grandchildren. The Lord will bless me with grandchildren one of these days. There's no way I'm walking away from this fight.
Is your son married?
He's engaged. They get married almost a year from now.
A year from now? That's way too much time. I have a daughter. I have my only child. She is still single. I've been bugging her for grandkids since she was 8 years old.
All right. I know. I've told Rachel, his fiance, who is a lovely Florida girl, I've told her that the Lord is watching.
You better get ready. Did you grow up as a committed Christian?
You know, I didn't. My parents took us to Sunday school, but it wasn't a huge part of my life. I found Jesus when I was a cadet at West Point. Two kids who were a year ahead of me taught me on Sundays. We'd go have cookies, and they would teach me the Bible. And that was where I first truly understood Jesus was my Savior. And those people don't even know how much they changed my life.
Isn't that amazing? You should contact them because it ends up being kind of significant that they took that time with you.
They did. They, you know, it's a hard first year at West Point. That first summer is very busy, and they brought us all in. They took us in for an hour and had what I didn't know it was a Bible study, but I now know this is what it was. And they taught me how to work through the Bible, how to think, and how to understand that it was His Word that we should pay attention to.
It's fascinating to me. I keep saying that we're at a real threshing moment in America, a dividing. And we're seeing, because of Trump, and I really believe it was God's hand using Trump, a destruction and a creation. We're seeing one of those destruction-creation moments in history that we haven't seen in our lifetimes. There's been nothing like it. And so there is this sifting where the people that I would have thought were on our team, I now know, are just playing ball to play ball, to stay in power. They're kind of reading the tea leaves, finger in the wind. There are, as I said earlier, very few people who are committed to a Make America Great Again, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. agenda, who understand that we can no longer play politics as usual. It's just not going to work if we're not willing to fight. Trump was, to me, the ultimate warrior, willing to take on, you know, whether it's the deep state or whatever. How do you feel about that? Because we really are in a strange moment where, you know, you can't say this, but I can. I think Mitch McConnell's a skunk. I think Kevin McCarthy is no better. I look at these people, I thought they were on my side, and I realize they're not the kind of warriors that we need. How do you see the party going forward when we have so many people that they simply don't seem committed when the chips are down?
So let me say two things. One, the Bible talks about this. It talks about these times where you talked about a sifting. There's a time where those who are truly prepared to follow Jesus and not just doing it because it's the cool thing to do will will find their way, and the Lord will reveal this. I see that happening all across the country today. I can see some folks, frankly, that I thought were friends who thought I was crazy for joining the Trump administration. And goodness gracious, even after you joined, why'd you stay? I stayed because
don't you know that he's Hitler 2.0? What is wrong with you? Haven't you read my Bonhoeffer book? It's all laid out for everybody. He's Hitler 2.0. Run.
Yeah, these are my friends. These are people I knew. I knew what we were doing. I knew the mission set that I had been given, and I had this incredible privilege. And it's time. It's time for the fearless. There's no time for the meek. This is America's moment. What's taking place in our schools, the crime in our cities, all of these things that we can see unraveling this most exceptional nation. It's time for the real believers and the real conservatives to step forward and be absolutely fearless in doing so.
And obviously, you know, this is to me always God's mercy. He lets things get really, really bad to wake his people up. And I see that happening in this country right now, that people are tolerant, people are loving, people are kind, but eventually, if you push them far enough, and it takes a long time, they finally say, wait a minute, and now they're involved. So you have things happening on local levels that everybody just thought, you know what, Trump's in office, we're moving in a good direction. We realize as a result of his, I believe the election was genuinely stolen, and it sickens me even to think that that might be true. It sickens me. But I think a lot of Americans have woken up, and so we don't even know what is going on the grassroots level because you can't keep track of everything. But I think people are rising up, and they're looking for folks like you and the handful of others in Congress, and they're saying we can no longer do business as usual. But, I mean, 10 years ago, you were not thinking like this.
No, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. And by the way, I can give you two data points from the last 48 hours. I was in southwest Missouri at the Ashcroft Family Farm. It was a picnic outdoor. Poured rain right about an hour before the picnic. Nobody left. They left. They gave me a chance. They gave former Attorney General Ashcroft a chance to talk about the Bible and the America and what we were all going to go do. These people were on fire to take back. And I had people come up and say, I never thought I'd run for city council, and I'm going to do it. And I had a couple law enforcement who said, you know, I didn't have any interest in actually being the sheriff, but our sheriff won't enforce the rules. I'm going to go do that. No, this is different. I was in Iowa at an event that was very similar to that. And people are engaged in their civic life, in their churches, in their community in ways that I have not seen. I've been at this now 9-10 years from the time I first lost my mind and ran for Congress when Obama was the president and we had to throw Nancy out the last time. Who'd have believed we'd have to throw her out of speakership again? But here we are, and this is a moment where our people are being tested, they're being challenged, and my observation is people are rising to that challenge.
I really think that, you know, when you see what's happening in America today, you realize, and this is kind of a classic pattern, God allows things to go too far, as I said earlier, to wake his people up. And the enemy always plays in his hands and goes just a little bit too far, and then suddenly people wake up. I never thought it would get this bad this quickly, but it seems that it has taken the madness. I mean, whether we're talking about Antifa or the transgender madness, I mean, most Americans, if they can finally focus, they just look up and they say, wait a minute, Bruce Jenner is a woman. You're telling me I have to use this pronoun. You're telling me the people burning down buildings aren't doing anything wrong. They're peaceful protesters. In other words, your average American who doesn't have a voice the way you do or I do looks around and says, this has gone too far. Madness has been unleashed on the land. I need to do something for my kids, for my grandkids. I thought freedom was a free ride. And I realize now, nope, I'm going to have to, you know, pick up my gun and go to the front lines. Maybe not literally, but it's a similar thing. You realize that everything you held near and dear is being threatened directly. And when your kids are being threatened,
that's it.
You don't care. You're
that's
just going to do whatever it takes.
It's about the kids. You know the instinct. You know what the Lord teaches us about parenting. These parents aren't about to take this. They're not allowed. They're not about to allow this to happen in their schools. They may not have seen it because they worked. But, you know, I think the combination of having their kids at home during COVID, I think the left's movement, I think the idea somehow that our country was ill-founded, the 1619 Project, this idea that we're racist because we're white, this is something parents are not going to sit back and allow to be propagated. And so it'll take a little time to regain control of these city councils, of these school boards, of these state boards or regions that have allowed our university system to become, right, these are American universities. Today, they're largely not American and, frankly, not the kind of university anybody would be proud of. I think people are going to take this all back. And what they need is good leaders who are fearless, helping them figure out where to apply their shoulder to the grindstone. We know choices matter.
And the reason, of course, that things are so crazy right now is because Trump was that extraordinarily rare, if not unique, figure willing to call a spade, say that's crazy, that's bad. And I think the Americans who have longed for someone to give voice to their feelings, they couldn't believe that finally that happened. I read in my book on Martin Luther, Luther was a similar figure in the sense that people were astonished that finally some elite, somebody with some kind of power, was giving voice to what they knew was right and true, and they were talking about it amongst themselves, but they never dreamt anyone could rise up who would do that. And Trump has been that for a lot of people, and of course he's inspired a lot of people that he sees it's crazy. I see it's crazy. He sees that energy independence is a good idea for anybody. This everybody knows this. Why don't the politicians get this? So to see someone leading in that way, yeah, it's why so many people have been so fiercely devoted to him, because he was extremely rare. But to me, the good news, and that's why we're sitting here and we're out of time, but is that as a result of him, many others, at least a few others like you, have risen up, and there is a movement happening here. So I'm just encouraged. I'm encouraged by you. Well, we're out of time. I know you have to go. I just want to say we are so grateful for you. I'm grateful for you to know your heart and your mind, and we'll be following you very closely. God bless you.
Bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.